God. We serve a mighty God, a wonderful God. He's real. He's everywhere. He's wonderful. I don't know how to get that on there. These inventions. I don't think I really need it, really. We serve a wonderful God. If you're not living for God tonight, you're down below your privilege. Oh, I'm so glad I gave my heart to God when I was a young man. I've lived for God for 53 years. I am happier now than I've ever been. Because I know God is real. He's everywhere. I see Him everywhere. Where I look, I see God. Oh, God, if God made the trees, you think somebody just thought those up and all that? No. God Almighty designed the trees and the grass. Oh, we're going to read about some of it in the precious Word. I want to go to Psalms 19 first. I tell you, I hope the glory of God will just fill all everybody up. I tell you, people need to get down to business and love and serve God. In this world is in an awful mess because they're not serving God like He wants them to. Lord, help us. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. What's He talking about? The skies. You look and you see God in the skies. They didn't just happen to be. No, God created them. He spoke them into existence. That's what kind of a God. He speaks and it's done. That's what kind of a God we serve. You don't have to be afraid. You have godly fear and reverence and respect and love and worship. But you don't have to be afraid of Him. He loves you. Praise God. The heavens declare the glory of God. And the firmament showeth His handiwork. Go out sometime at night and look up at the stars. The majesty in the heavens. Oh, they're speaking. They're telling you. They're making known to you that God Almighty created us. The stars, the moon. Isn't the moon a beautiful? But I tell you, that sun is the greatest. Oh, we just take it for granted. We just take the sun for granted. Just don't even think it. I don't. Not anymore. I tell you, the Lord opened my eyes to that several years ago. That majesty sun up there, rising in the morning and shining forth. Do you think that it just happened to be? No. God Almighty planned it. And I noticed, see, Mike, this year I've kept track of the sunrise, what time the sun rises and what time it sets. And from the 21st of December, that's the lowest in the sky. That makes a year. And it starts and it gets up a little earlier and goes down a little later, a minute or two each day until it gets to March the 21st, and that's equal day and equal night. You can see it, the east and the west. And then after that, it keeps on going north until it gets to about June the 21st, and that's the longest day in the year. It's a year God made it that way. You say there ain't no God, you don't know what you're talking about. God Almighty is real. He's everywhere. He created the sun. He made the years that way. The years like that is like that. Praise God. I love God. He's good. I'm glad. I look at that sun and I can't look at it too heavy because it's so bright. But I like to look at it. Oh, God. You're wonderful, God. You're a gracious God. He says about it down in here. It says, oh, I don't know. I'm so full, I don't know what to do with myself. day unto day utter speech. Day by day it utters speech. Night by night it shows knowledge. It's speaking to you. There's a God. There's a real true God you need to live for. You need to serve Him and be what God wants you to be. You need to be holy and pure and humble and loving and kind and gracious. Oh, God is so great and so good. If you're not living for Him, you're just a foolish person. That's what you are. You need to be living for God. You need to seek the Lord. You need to seek after Him. He's real. I found Him when I sought for Him at the age of 18 almost. I sought Him and I found Him. You can find Him too. Oh, young people, my heart's heavy for you. Oh, this world's in an awful mess. If you don't get a hold of God, you're going to have trouble in your life. But if you get a hold of God and live to please Him, dear ones, you'll have a happy life. That's what I've done. I've had a happy life. I've sought Him. I've prayed to Him. I've trusted in Him. I've sought to please Him. And He's guided me. He's blessed me. He's enriched my heart and my life. And He'll do yours the same way. If you're not serving God, you need to humble yourself and seek after Him. Oh, may the Lord help us. There's no speech nor language that the voice is not heard. It's heard everywhere you go, you see the same thing. It's God, the sun, the moon, and the stars, and they're shining. Wonderful. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath He set a tabernacle for the sun. Oh, did you ever watch the sunrise in the morning? If you don't, you're missing something. If you sleep later than the sun gets up, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Get up before the sunrise and watch that sun come up sometime. I tell you, dear ones, God is real. He created that sun. Science says it's 93 million miles away. Well, they might be right about that, but I'll tell you, it's nothing to God. He put it in the right place. If it was any closer, it'd burn us all up. If it was far away, we'd freeze to death. He knew just where to put it. God is real. God, He created the sun. It's a big ball of fire. I don't know how big it is, but it's mighty, a lot bigger than this world. But He created it. Aren't you glad for the sun? Do you thank the Lord for the sunshine? I do. Thank you, Lord, for that beautiful sun. It's wonderful. God is real. In them hath He set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoices as a strong man to run his race. I remember 49 years ago today, I woke up and went out as a bridegroom. My wedding day. I tell you, dear ones, I was the happiest person. I come outside and I looked up. This is my wedding day. God gave me a wife. She's sitting right over here. 49, not 50 yet. Next year it'll be 50. Dear ones, you want to be happy? Let God lead your life. Pray to Him. Wait on Him like we sang a while ago. God, wait on God. Let God lead you. God is wonderful. He wants to guide your life. He wants to bless your life. Oh, children, young people, I see you. My heart's so heavy for you. You're missing out on things. You're going out after this old world. After all the pleasures and all the things of this world, you're just making a fool out of yourself. You serve God. Seek after Him. Pray to Him. Trust in Him. Obey Him. Reach out after Him. Oh, praise God. His going forth is from the end of heaven and is circling unto the ends of it. There's nothing hid from the heat thereof. Oh, dear ones, and then there's something else that we need to listen to. Not only the creation, but we have the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. His word. You need to seek Him from His word. Here's His word right here. Oh, you say, how do you know it is? I know it is because it works. It's worked in my life. I sought Him. I've prayed to Him. I've waited on Him. I've trusted in Him. He's blessed me over and over. Hey, woo! Glory, hallelujah. Law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. He converted my soul. He saved me from sin and corruption and the world. I was drunk on pleasure, worldly music, your cheating heart, and all these kind of songs we used to sing. I tell you, when I gave my heart to the Lord, I gave all that up, and He's filled me with song. Woo! Glory, hallelujah. I want to tell you, dear ones, it's wonderful to live for God. If you're not living for God, you need to get down to business and find Him. You'll never find anything any more wonderful than to have your God coming and living right down in your heart, soul, and mind. Nothing like it. You can have all this other junk. If that's what you want to seek after, that's yours. But I'll tell you, I pity you. I pity you. You need to serve God. Oh, well, praise the Lord. Testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. His word, I've found His word is just so precious to my soul, and He just writes it in my heart, and He just opens it up to me from day to day. It's a wonderful thing. The testimony of the Lord is sure. It'll make you wise. It'll give you understanding. The statutes of the Lord are right. They are rejoicing the heart. You want to be happy? You want something that'll make you just jump and glee and be glad? Just get some of this word of the Lord in you, working in you. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold. You know, I don't have any desire for gold. Literal gold. You could have it. I don't want it. I found something better. I found the real gold. The real living life in my soul, His word. Oh, more to be desired they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter than honey and the honeycomb. And that's something else I want to mark to you. God made all the creatures that we have in the world today. He made them. He made the bears. I don't know, these old bears, I just wonder, He had some reason to make them. But I ain't got much use for them. But I'll tell you, there's something to think about. The polar bear, the grizzly bear. I mean, all these creatures, the old skunks and the polecats and the possums and the coons and all these. I'll tell you, why did God make so many things? He wanted to show you how great and wise He is. And why did He make the little bee? What does a little bee about that big? What does it do? It makes the best kind of stuff you'll ever eat. They make that honey. I'm telling you, dear ones, God is great. Can't you see how great He is? He made the wasps. He made the ants. He made the... What are those things that get in the house that you try to get rid of? Oh, He made all these things. He made the birds. I love to look at the birds, the robins. I have robins coming out of our place. I get out and I look at them and I say, little robin, If you just knew how much I loved you, you wouldn't be afraid of me. If you just knew how I loved you, oh, I just wish I could pet you. I just wish I, but they don't know. They're real careful about getting too close. But if they just knew how I loved them, why do I love them? Because God made them. The blue jays, the sparrows. There's so many different kinds of sparrows. I've got a book that's about, oh my, it's got all the North American birds in it. You would not be surprised. And the other day we were up by the lake, up by the Salt Plains Lake, and there was a couple of big old white pelicans out there. Oh my, they were wonderful. Oh, I could just look at them and look at them. Then we went on. After a while, a beautiful deer come out, jumping out of the woods and running across. Oh, I said, oh, that deer, if he just knew how I loved it, he wouldn't be afraid of me. Oh, I don't want to kill any of the deer. Now, you can kill some of them. Probably some of them need to be ate up or something, but I don't want to kill them. I love them. I want to pet them. I did one time. There was when I was at Brother Donald X years ago, and we come up and was there for 4th of July. Oh, 4th of July, the old firecrackers. Anyway, I was out at the pond, and I went down to the pond to fish, and they had a little pet deer. You remember that, Sister Marilyn? I'll never forget that. That deer took up with me and went with me down to fish. And that deer, it's the prettiest little thing. I'd pet it and pet it. Oh, it was wonderful. God made them, dear ones. God made all these animals. Horses. I love horses. I don't know. When I see horses, I look at them. They're just beautiful to me. God made them. God just. Oh, well, Lord help. I'm so happy tonight. I'm just all keyed up. Let's see over here in Psalms 148. I just wanted you to know God is great. God is good. He loves you. He's a God of love. He's a God of mercy. If you're not serving Him, you don't know what you're missing. He can be real to you. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 148. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise ye Him, all His angels. Oh, just think about it. In the eternal world up above, there's the angels. There's God Almighty. Oh, wonderful. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His hosts. Praise Him, sun and moon. Say praise Him, all the stars of light. The sun and the moon. You know, the moon makes our month. That's right. That's what it's for. I just love to watch the moon. I'm waiting for it every month as it goes dark, and I'm waiting for it to start coming back in the west. And when I see that first slimmer of the moon, there's just something about it that just thrills me. God put it up there. Now every night it gets a little bigger, comes up a little earlier, anyway, come back this way. That's this way of doing things. Lord, put it up there. Isn't that wonderful? Do you all love to look at the moon? Oh, I love the moon. And then, after about so many days, it's about half full and right up there and keeps on till finally it starts getting bigger and bigger. And over here, about a little after day, that sunset, you see that moon come shining up. Isn't it beautiful? It's wonderful. God made it. I don't care to go up there and walk around on it. That don't mean a thing to me. That's not what it's for. It isn't for me a man to go up and fly on it. You might know what I think about these. No, I don't have to. I look at it and I get all the good there is. I'm just thankful for it. And I praise the Lord for the moon. He created it. Sun, moon, and stars of light. Praise Him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Now, I don't know all about but what the waters, I do know this, that the water, he has made the water to evaporize and then condense back to water. That helps. That's a purification project. That's what it is. It goes up. It goes up in water vapor, and it goes up, and then the clouds get heavy, and it comes back. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, God, you're so good. Isn't it wonderful to have a nice rain? Do you thank the Lord for it? Do you marvel? It's God that done it. Give us rain. Send us rain from heaven. As the Bible speaks about it. The Apostle Paul is preaching. It says, God left not himself without a witness in that he did good in sending rain from heaven and filling our hearts with food and gladness. You ever look at those grapes and peaches and apples and plums and pears and grapefruit and oranges and all these? You ever look at them and think, God made these. He gave them to us. Grapes, raisins, dates. My mother used to make date pudding years ago, and somehow I didn't like it. I just didn't like it. I wouldn't eat it. And she'd make date pudding. And I got in my mind, dates aren't any good. But one day when I was with Brother James Husky in South California on a way to Mexico in the work of the Lord, we stopped at a date orchard. And I got out and I went and I began to look around and I saw these dates on the ground. And I picked some up, and I dusted them off, and I thought, I'm going to try one. I've liked them ever since. They're wonderful. Isn't it wonderful? God made all these wonderful fruits and vegetables. Look at the potatoes and the carrots and the celery and the onion. Oh, my. There's nothing any more beautiful to me than a great big old round onion. And don't it taste good on a nice sandwich? God is so good. He's real. It's wonderful. Love the Lord. Do you love Him? Do you worship Him? Do you bow down before Him? You ought to. He gives you life. Think about the air that He gives us to breathe. Where would you be without it? Couldn't make it. He gives us air to breathe. Oh, I don't know. This is wonderful. Praise the Lord. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded and they were created. He commanded these things to come forth. And by His word, it constituted their being. And He created you too. He created me. I know I am a creator. God created me. And I want to serve my God. I want to love Him. I want to worship Him. I want to be careful to please Him. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deep. Look at all the creatures in the sea. Oh, that's another world. Look at all those whales. Oh, my. Look at the dolphins. Look at all kinds of fish. One old fish has a big old sword. Why, God, He made all kinds of things. He's a wonderful God. All deeps. Fire and hail. Did you know God created fire? We need some fire along, don't we? But He raised that holy fire in your heart. That's the best. Oh, fire and hail. Oh, better look out for that. But I'll tell you, dear ones, it can be pretty bad. But God created it. He wanted people to realize how we need to fear and tremble before Him. Fire and hail, snow and vapor. Isn't snow wonderful? I don't seem to have enough of it anymore. We didn't have much snow at all our way this year, this summer or winter. But I have seen it pretty good. Snow and vapor. Stormy wind. We have plenty of that, don't we? Stormy wind fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills. I love to see the mountains. I love to look at them. Look at the hills. Mountains and all hills. Fruitful trees. And all cedars. Oh, and the cedars and the other kind of trees. What are they? The oak tree and the maple tree and the redwood tree. There's all different kinds of trees. Oh, I thank the Lord for the trees. Would you like to be here without any trees? We got them right here on the campground, don't we? Aren't they beautiful? I just look at those leaves, how they come out. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, glory be to God. We serve a great, big, wonderful God. I want to sing you a couple of verses. I just jotted these off. I heard this song years ago, but I don't know what the words are, so I made up my own words by the help of the Lord. We serve a great, big, wonderful God. A great, big, wonderful God. He created the world and all things therein. A great, big, wonderful God. He loves us with a love unfailing. We are his offspring dear. He loves us as a father whose children are so near. We serve a great, big, wonderful God. A great, big, wonderful God. Gracious, loving, gentle, and caring. A great, big, wonderful God. We serve a great, big, wonderful God. A great, big, wonderful God. Upholding all things by the word of his power. A great, big, wonderful God. I'm just trying to jot it all here. He'll never, never, never leave us. Nor put us off his mind. He's waiting to receive us. He's so gracious, good, and kind. Oh, let us have more faith to trust him. Obey and keep his word. He's holy, pure, faithful, and helpful. A great, big, wonderful God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Woo, glory. I'm so happy tonight. I'm so happy to know God is real. He's right here with us. Oh, I tell you, I got here tonight in the campground, dear ones, and it just seemed like the glory of God filled my soul. Woo, glory. I tell you, I was so happy to be here. We didn't get to come yesterday. We had to help take care of a funeral of our dear sister Dorothy, up there in Anthony, Kansas. Praise the Lord. Names kind of fail me sometime. But I tell you, we had to wait and come today. But we're glad to be here. With the people that love God. Beasts and all cattle. Think about these. What do you call these? Sons got the hump on their back. Oh, my. Why did you make them? And then the old long horns. Oh, Lord, help. Oh, about beasts and all cattle, all kind of beasts. The old with the horn sticking out in the front. Oh, my, one of them. And the elephant. Oh, I could sit and look at an elephant all day. He fascinates me. Elephant. This is wonderful. Go to a zoo. And then the giraffe. Oh, the giraffe. Oh, my, all these different kind of creatures God made. He's a wonderful God. You ought to serve him. If you're not living for him, you need to give your heart to him. You need to seek after him. Kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children. I've wondered sometimes why he didn't mention old women. But I'll tell you why. He doesn't need to. Because they seem like they're the ones that serve the Lord better than anybody. They're here. I thank the Lord in my life of all the godly men and women that I have known down through the years. I cherish them in my heart. Many of them are gone on, like some of them have just left us just recently. Oh, but dear ones, there's coming a day. There's coming a day we're going to all meet. The people of God are going to all meet. The dead are going to be raised. You think it's going to be any problem for God to raise the dead? No. It won't be no problem. He just speak the word and they'll all come forth. Oh, God is so great and so good. May the Lord help us today. Kings of earth, all people, let them praise the name of the Lord. How you doing it? We've been doing it more lately. It seems like the Lord's inspired our hearts with this thought. We need to praise the Lord. Through Him, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. The fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto His name. Thank Him. Oh, praise the Lord. When you bow your head at the table to pray and thank the Lord, how do you do that? Oh, dear, just thank you for the good food in Jesus' name. Amen. Don't you ever do that. Don't you ever do that. That's a shame. It's awful quiet in here, isn't it? It's a shame. Don't be in a hurry to give thanks to the Lord for your food and ask His blessings upon it. I'll tell you what, since I've got older, a few infirmities in my body, when I thank the Lord for the food, I'm telling you, I really am asking His blessing. Because I need it. May the Lord help us. Let them praise the name of the Lord. For His name alone is excellent. His glory is above the heavens. Oh, praise God for His wonder. He exalted the horn of His people. Horn means the victory, the triumph, the blessings, the praise of all His saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto Him. You want to be close to God? You can do that, boys and girls, young people. All of you, live for God. Don't be negligent about your worship to God. Oh, first thing in the morning when you get up, you need to bow down and talk to God. You need to give Him thanks. Thank you, Lord, for the rest through the night. Thank you for another day. Thank you for that bright sunlight. Just keep thanking the Lord. I found out that just tunes my whole spirit up when I get to thanking the Lord for His goodness and for His blessings. Oh, may the Lord help us all. Oh, I don't know. There's so much more. I think that'll be enough. But I just want to encourage you to live for God. Be prayerful. Be careful with your life. Obey Him. Love Him. Worship Him. Give Him everything. Consecrate your life to the Lord. You're not your own. You belong to Him. He gives you your life. He gives you your breath. He made you. He gives you your being. In Him, the Scripture saw, or Acts 17, that we should seek the Lord, if haply we might feel after Him and find Him, though He be not far from every one of us. For in Him we live and move and have our being. As some of the poets, of the Greek poets, they just preaching that in Athens. Some of your own poets have said, we are also His offspring. You're here because God made you. You owe everything to God. You owe it all to Him. Give Him your all. Worship Him. Let's sing a verse of that. Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome consider all the works Thy hands have made. Think about it.
I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Went through the woods and the forest glades, I wandered. Look at everything. And hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and I feel that gentle breeze, oh, it's wonderful. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. Oh, worship him. Give your life for him. Great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think of God is Son of Spirit, gave His Son to sin to die.
I scarce can take it,
that on the cross my Jesus, the Son of God, had died to take away my sin. Thank you, Jesus. Sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then listen, as he shall come, when he shall come, with shouts of acclamation, he's coming,
and with the whole, what joy shall fill.
Oh, it'll be wonderful. It'll be wonderful. Shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim,
my God, how great thou art.
Then sings my soul, yes, Lord.